Welcome to Market Insights by Innovate.egg. Today's update is for the week of March 9th, 2026. Here's what's moving in blueberry markets. Starting with our key highlights. Frost hit Central Florida during bloom, Southeast Georgia during bloom, and Bladen County, North Carolina at bud break. We're tracking high pollination risk in Southeast Georgia and Watsonville, California. Chill deficits persist in Jalisco, Mexico at just 1%, San Quintin, Mexico at 10%, and Corning, California at 76%. Rain damage also hit San Quintin, Mexico this week. Looking at frost impact across our tracked regions, we've now seen frost hit three areas this season. Central Florida took three frost days during bud break from February 1st through 3rd, with lows hitting 22 degrees. That represents 5.8% of domestic fresh supply. Southeast Georgia saw extreme frost at dormancy, 19 degrees on January 15th, affecting 20.2% of domestic fresh supply. And Bladen County, North Carolina hit high frost at dormancy with 27 degrees on February 23rd, representing 10.7% of domestic fresh supply. For pollination risk, we're now tracking two regions with high risk this season. The worst situation is in Southeast Georgia, which represents 20.2% of domestic fresh supply. Growers there may want to consider supplemental pollination options, like increasing hive density to 2 to 4 hives per acre, deploying bumblebee boxes, or renting mason bees for early or cool bloom conditions. You might also explore working with innovative pollination companies like BeeFlow that are advancing precision pollination services. Rain impact hit San Quintin, Mexico this week with 6 millimeters on March 8th during fruit set. That's an import region representing 15% of U.S. fresh supply. Growers there should harvest ripe fruit immediately before the next rain event, as rain splitting causes $300 to $500 per acre losses. Consider parka cuticle treatment for remaining fruit. Since last week, we've seen some significant changes. Southeast Georgia entered bloom from bud break. Bladen County, North Carolina entered bud break from dormant. Watsonville, California entered bloom from bud break. Watsonville, California shifted 5 days further ahead this week, and Corning, California also shifted 5 days further ahead. Our top movers by market impact show Watsonville, California running 42 days ahead of the 5-year historical average, meaning growing degree day accumulation is outpacing what we've typically seen at this point in the season, which signals an earlier harvest window. That region represents 18 million pounds fresh, or 5% of domestic supply. Willamette Valley, Oregon is tracking 12 days ahead of average with 58 million pounds fresh. That's 15% of domestic supply. Bakersfield, California sits 14 days ahead with 20 million pounds fresh, representing 5% of domestic. Corning, California is 13 days ahead with 14 million pounds fresh, or 4% of domestic. Central Florida is running 3 days behind average with 22 million pounds fresh, representing 6% of domestic supply. Growers in these regions may want to review labor crew timing, as your harvest window may need to shift. Coordinate with your labor provider to adjust arrival dates. Speaking of labor management, innovate. .ag recently sat down with growers using FairPick and identified annual savings of $500,000 per year. If you're interested in realizing labor savings this year, explore more on our website or reach out. Looking at this week's Growing Degree Day, or GDD, accumulation, Central Florida added 99 GDD this week and is tracking 3 days behind average. Southeast Georgia added 90 GDD and remains on track. Bladen County, North Carolina gained 81 GDD and is 1 day behind average. Bakersfield, California accumulated 48 GDD and sits 14 days ahead. Watsonville, California added 42 GDD and maintains its 42-day lead. Our Overlap Pressure Index, or OPI, estimates how many pounds of fresh blueberries are hitting the market simultaneously across all tracked regions. When multiple regions harvest at the same time, supply gluts compress FOB pricing, and growers become price takers. Higher OPI signals more overlap and more pricing pressure. For context, the 2023 cherry season saw roughly 70% of U.S. volume land in a single month, collapsing F. OB prices and leaving about 35% of the crop unharvested. Currently, supply overlap is trending 6% below historical average, giving us low risk. Our current peak OPI signals 335 million pounds in week 26, compared to the historical peak of 355 million pounds. The peak window spans weeks 17 through 35, which covers April through September. Looking at active import windows, Mexico supplies 150 million pounds annually. That's 15% of U.S. fresh supply, and they're currently in peak season. Chile provides 87 million pounds annually, representing 9% of U.S. fresh supply. For chill risk, we track the percentage of target chill accumulation needed for normal bloom. Below 90% risks delayed or uneven flowering, while below 70% risks reduced fruit set. Three regions remain at risk. Jalisco, Mexico at just 1% of target, San Quintín, Mexico at 10%, and Corning, California at 76%. Since dormancy has ended, these deficits are locked in for this season. Low chill may cause staggered bloom timing and reduced fruit set, so expect an extended harvest window with lower peak volumes in these areas. This season's supply trajectory most closely resembles 2024, with 98% similarity. The key driver is the late Georgia start, similar to what we saw 2 years ago. And before we wrap up, why don't blueberries ever get speeding tickets? Because they're always in a jam. In closing, we used AI tooling to create this brief. And using AI tools is a lot like farming. The best laid plans don't always get you the outcome you planned on. And similar to Mother Nature, AI has a way of humbling us when we least expect it. But we're building these insights in the open. So if something sounds off, let us know. Visit innovate.ag to share your feedback and forward this update to a colleague who will get a kick out of it. This brief is for informational purposes only, not financial or agronomic advice, and is copyright innovate.ag. Signing off with Market Insights. We'll see you next week.